Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, we're online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us all individually. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. Don't forget, folks, download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today. Enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000, FREE1000. And Ryan has himself a little Michigan Motown parlay action tonight. Ryan, would you like to share with the rest of the class what kind of goofiness you got going on this evening?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now. I'm trying to figure out.
How many bets do you place before 9 a.m.?
Probably just, I do like one parlay a day. So I try to like, I look in the morning to see what the lines are and see, kind of set myself, give myself a few hours to think about it.
Okay, so now's your research time where you're looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
Lines, trends, things of that nature. And then you're going to pull the trigger by like what, 2-3 o'clock today?
Yeah.
Dan, are you in on this too? Are you right there with him?
No, Dan bets responsibly.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, see, the problem was I didn't bet responsibly. Uh-oh. Like, no, I was betting responsibly, but then I was won a bunch of money on a couple big bets.
Ooh.
So I was I threw it all away on a couple dumb ones,
sorry to hear that.
I mean, you guys saw that. The parlay, the five leg that I almost hit the other day. So now I'm just taking a break because I'm mad that I was being dumb for a couple days because I was all confident in my abilities.
That's fair. That's not overly crazy.
Yeah, but right now I'm working on the Michigan parlay, the state of Michigan parlay. Excuse me. There I have State -3.5, Oakland -3. CMU +16 versus Toledo at CMU, and Michigan -8. And then Detroit is also playing today at Northern Kentucky. They're +1. I'm a little unsure of that game, whether or not to replace them with like CMU or I don't know. And the Michigan -8 is just like I'm confident, but not really confident. Like, I'm confident in Michigan to win by more than 8, but I know if I bet Michigan -8, it will not happen. Like, I have that little confidence as a gambler.
It's, you know, it's kind of understandable, right? I mean, you look at an 8-point line for the Wolverines tonight, and if Ayo Dosunmu plays, that's going to be tight. If he doesn't play, Michigan's probably better by 10 to 15 points.
Right.
But we don't know if he's playing or not. You know, he had the video where he's telling everybody to mask up, and he's like, wear your mask because I'll wear mine. He put the plastic mask on, but then he didn't play over the weekend. It's will he play tonight? He's listed officially. You know, they're not even really saying boo about him. Like, where's the injury report? What do we know? Game time decision, questionable. Are they kind of keeping that, you know, in the are they keeping that under wraps, if you will, to try to surprise Michigan at some point? I think if you're Michigan, you prepare for him. But if you take a guy out of the lineup who's averaging 20.6 rebounds and 5 assists, like, that's going to be real difficult to replace.
Right.
If he doesn't play.
And considering Illinois is really a 2.5-man team between Sumo, Cockburn, and Frazier. I count Frazier as the half because there's sometimes they really don't need him. Other than that, what does Illinois really have? Georgie's not coming out scoring 20 points for you.
You better put some respect on Bishanishvili's name.
Really? You want to see him get stuffed by the rim and get called for a traveling like he did against State?
Yeah, I'd love to see that. He can do it a couple times if he wants to. Fine by me.
I'm not putting respect on him. The guy's the biggest trash talker. He's done nothing.
I love Trent Frazier. I'm not going to lie. I don't. It just, and He is something else. He is something else. He's got some go to him. He really does. But yeah, outside of Coburn and Dosunmu, who you've already mentioned, and Frazier being the half. What else? Andre Curbelo. You're putting a lot on that freshman.
Right. So it's like if all Michigan has to do is focus in on Coburn and double team him down low, and have Franz shadow Frazier. What's Illinois going to do?
They're going to be in trouble.
Right. Like, if you have Franz and Shondi Brown switching in and out, like, for each other and shadowing Frazier, Illinois doesn't have a chance.
No, you're right. And I think that with that, if Dosunmu moves out, it's hopefully Michigan pounds the hell out of him if he's out. I think that if you're Juwan Howard, you go after him. After all the smack talk Brad Underwood has talked, I think he just beat him to a point.
If you're Juwan Howard and you win this game, do you hand Brad Underwood a Big Ten championship T-shirt?
No, you just smile and wave. Say, thanks for playing. And then you do, that's what they do. They just wave and smile at each other. I don't think this is going to be a very enjoyable game for Illinois tonight. But then again, you know, with Michigan, I think that from a fan's perspective, we remain nervous. And we've talked a ton of college basketball today because it's the biggest thing on the docket right now. We got a team fighting for their lives. We got a team number two in the country.
With college basketball, you want your team to be hot going into the tournament. And with Michigan, I think fans have been expecting
the drop. Where's the
drop?
Not
just a drop, but just like that stretch. You just saw Virginia lose three straight games. They were looking good. Like, you're expecting the skid somewhere. Like, you're expecting a two-game skid. Like, just something to, like, bring you back down to earth as a fan. Because, again, when has a Michigan or Michigan State team gone the year with one loss throughout the entire season? It's never happened. Even when MSU was their great year with Jaren Jackson, they had five losses on that year. And that was one of the better Big Ten seasons we've seen since Indiana in 76.
Do you by chance hold this year and the way that things have kind of shaken out with COVID and the fact that it's a condensed season, if Michigan does end up beating Illinois, if they do beat Michigan State twice, and they wind up in a situation where it is a one-loss year in a COVID-shrunk year, but they end up at 21-1, I mean, it's special regardless. It's historic regardless, but, I mean, that is crazy because you think about the non-conference. You know, would they have taken an L somewhere? Like, this team is deep. This team has got some veteran leadership and experience. They've got the versatility to score on you how they want. Like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to watch. Like, they, in my opinion, they're the best team in college basketball. But when I say that, people are like, you have a Michigan jersey hanging over your shoulder. Like, what do we expect you to say?
Like, and all you're doing is arguing, like, are they 1A or are they 1B? Are they 1A or are they 1B? And it semantics at that point.
Right. If they get a number one seed in the tournament, and for me, it's win the regular season is priority number one, win the conference tournament is priority number two, and that sets you up for the granddaddy of them all, which is the NCAA championship. If you can make it into that tournament with a high seed, you feel pretty good about your opportunity. How do you rank it? Do you see the regular season as being priority number one and then the conference tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily. And I also think, too, if Michigan wins out Big Ten play, let's say they went out regular season, win the conference title, like the tournament title, this goes down as probably one of the best Big Ten teams in Big Ten history.
Yeah, the only other teams you could shake a stick at them with are teams that have won a national championship.
Right.
That would be the only thing left to do. The question is what John Wagner brought up, the scare here now of bringing all these teams together for a conference tournament and how that might have an effect on the NCAA. Can you imagine? Oh, I'd be sick to my stomach. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you this morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well from Traverse City down to Toledo. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Ace High tweeting into the show. This is Brian here. He said, so why not just get rid of conference tournaments in NCAA basketball and only take champions into the league? At least maybe that way you wouldn't have a number 11 team play in while a number 16 seed is safely in, ready to knock off a number one. The first four games have always kind of, those have always kind of played with my mind a little bit, because why would we play for, if you are playing in the first four, you're basically playing in a tournament to get into the tournament. So
yeah, but a lot of those aren't, the lower seeds are the teams that win their conference that aren't, you know, big conferences. They're still the teams that make, you know, it's not like you're getting a UMBC getting in the play-in game. It's normally bigger teams, big schools.
Right. It's like half and half. They do 2 16 seed games and then 11 seed and a 12 seed.
Right. And so my question is, if you are, you know, whether the UMBC or if you're like Syracuse or somebody on the outside looking in, not going to win the ACC this year, if you're playing in the first four games, why wouldn't that fill out the 16 seeds? Like, you didn't do enough to win your league. Sorry. And I am one who I kind of feel like I have to champion for the little guy in the mid-majors, but also at the same time recognizing that there's a reason the MAC isn't going to have two schools in this year. You know, like that. Like, that's what it is. Like, would you rather have Toledo and Akron, or would you rather have Michigan and Michigan State? Like, the choice is blatantly obvious, and it's very easy. It's just unfortunate because, you know, our friend Kyle Barlow, he hangs out with us every Tuesday morning, and he is somebody who has seen the success at the Big Ten level with Michigan and is now working back, you know, as a graduate assistant there at U of M and now as an assistant coach at Ohio. He has lived and seen both sides of things to where it's like, yeah, no, like being in a Power Five, aka, you know, high major conference, is there are benefits to it. And you could finish fifth or sixth in the Big Ten and still make the tournament because you're playing better teams. So trying to figure out what exactly the best process is. The net ranking, by the way, I don't want to complain about it because we just got rid of RPI, whether you use RPI, BPI, KenPom, whatever the case may be. The NCAA net ranking, we've got some issues with it. Tom Izzo touched on it a little bit because I think game control is something that needs to be, depending on how you finish, because Michigan State has had games where they've had giant leads in the non-conference, and it's the under four media timeout. You put in your bench, and the bench is going to surrender some points, and it's going to look a little tighter. But there's no way on God's green earth that Colgate, not the toothpaste, Colgate, the college out of the Patriot League, who is 11-1 this season. They're 11-1. They played 12 games. They have zero quad one wins. Zero quad one wins. They're 2-0 in quad two, 5-1 in quad three, in quadrant four. Colgate is 4-0. Why do you care about Colgate? They're ranked number 9 in the net rankings. Please dismiss yourself. That is outrageous.
I'm sure. Does net rank? Does that that doesn't include like opponent quality?
This is the NCAA's new system of how they want to rank teams.
So it has to at least include somewhat of that opponent quality.
It's opponent and where you played them at, and
the number of points you allowed, number of points you scored, the number of points you won by. There's all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. It includes more components than just winning percentage. It takes into account the game result, obviously, because that's what we're looking for. It takes into account strength of schedule, game location, scoring margin, net offense and defensive efficiency, and the quality of wins and losses. How in the bloody hell is Colgate at number 9?
Because they probably beat a bunch of highly...
But they don't have any quadrant one wins, and that's what it's all about.
But they, but they also probably beat the snot out of all of the
other teams
that had good quad two wins. You know what I mean?
They're 2-0 in if we look at the Patriot League, for example, because that's the league that they play in, the Patriot League, for God's sakes. In the Patriot League, out of all the teams there, you have one team that has a quad one win, Army. Nobody else. Boston's 0-4. Holy Cross 0-4. Like this is an issue here that they need to figure out a way to resolve, because there's no way that Colgate is 9 in this. It's just that's preposterous. You're not playing anybody.
They're 6-0 on the road though. That helps.
Against Boston University, yeah. Holy Cross, and Army.
Michigan State is ranked 77th, and they have 4 quad one wins. They have 4 times as many quad one wins as Colgate. So where's the value at? They're 3-1 in quadrant two, and they're undefeated 6-0 in quadrants 3 and 4. So just looking at our quadrants now that the NCAA gave us, Michigan State, Colgate should be 150th. They shouldn't be anywhere near this list.
So Colgate should get a 3 seed in the tournament.
Based on this net ranking here, I don't know. Mississippi Valley out of the SWAC, right? 2-20 on the season. They are the worst team in college basketball right now. 2-20. Jesus, criminy Christmas. But you can't have Colgate in there at number 9.
Okay, the number one thing is team value index, the algorithm set up to reward teams who beat other good teams. Results-oriented components of the net efficiency, so it's like... And then there's wins divided by total, obviously, winning percentage, adjusted win percentage. So you get 1.4 wins for every road win. You only get 1.0, or you only get 0.6 for every home win.
And
so just go to MAC schools in the non-conference if you're a Big Ten team.
Yeah, just go beat a bunch of mediocre teams. Like on the road, and you'll be good in the net.
Colgate has split their games with Army. They beat BU. They beat Holy Cross. They had Bucknell on the schedule. Those got postponed. More BU. Those are postponed. More wins at Holy. Come on. There's no way they're.
They've played
the
4 teams this year.
Yeah,
Army, Boston University, Holy Cross. Three teams. They've played 3 teams this year.
My point about bringing Colgate up is that this net ranking system is flawed, but there is no perfect system. So we find ourselves in this conundrum every college basketball season where, like, I mean, Loyola Chicago out of the Missouri Valley is the 16th best team in the net. San Diego State out of the Mountain West, like, take a hike. No way. Impossible. Wait, BYU is better than Virginia, better than Tennessee, better than Purdue, better than Creighton, better than Wisconsin, but better than USC. I'd love to see BYU, USC, tip it off. Purdue, BYU, tip it off. And that's why you have multiple bids from the ACC,
Michigan
from the
State, Colgate. Let's go. Make that the play-in game.
Hey, put it on. Hey, bring it on. Hey, they're number 9 in the net. Let's see where that net ranking goes when Josh Langford goes for 50 against Colgate.
Aaron Henry dunking on him like he dunks on Iggy Brazdeikis.
Didn't need to be said. Did not need. I thought we were on the same team for this segment. You just want to go off the rails.
Lisa, I need to get one dig in before it gets really bad this weekend, okay? Hey, I need one. One shot.
I'm still nervous. I'm not going to be comfortable until Thursday and Sunday are over with. And the clock reads 0.00, and we are done. By the way, the discrepancy in the Ohio State-Michigan State game, they went back to replay, right, for that three-pointer that was overturned. The ball is still in his hand, and the clock's at zeros. And somebody's like, unless you saw something the TV announcers didn't see or you were at the game.
The TV clock was different from the shot clock on the floor. That's where Ohio State fans had their discrepancy, but you can see in the still shot, the shot clock on the floor read zero.
And the referees reviewed the play? Like, so do you think,
yeah.
Like, do you think that they went back and saw it and then were like, oh, yeah, I just can't, like, what? That doesn't make any sense. All right, Super Tuesday here in Michigan Sports. Red Wings on the road against Columbus at 7 o'clock. Michigan and Illinois at 7. Indiana at Michigan State at 8. The Pistons got postponed. They will play tomorrow in Tampa against the Toronto Raptors because that's where Toronto's playing their home games. We'll step aside. We'll talk to the coach, Kyle Barlow, next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.